Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
I'm like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Shadow World Radio, and tonight is the Every Woman Talk Show, and we are talking about long distance relationships. Can they work? How can they work? Is it possible? The do's and the don'ts and all that other good stuff. So I'm here tonight. I personally have had a long distance relationship much younger in my years, college, like let's say 12th grade, freshman year of college, dating someone who was away at school. And in the beginning, it was very, very easy because they're in love, they want to see this person, and you know, you can't wait to see them. And shortly after a year's time, it starts to become tiresome. You know, you want to be with this person all the time. You want to see this person all the time. You want to go out with this person. You want to do all these things. And when that person is no longer around, can you stay faithful? Can you stay on the same path of, oh, I'll see him in 3 months when it's school time break and things like that. Or, you know, oh, I'll see him on the weekend. Can we do that? So I want some callers to call in and tell me, is it possible to have a long-distance relationship? Is it possible to stay faithful? I mean, is it possible? I mean, Ness, what you think?
Hey. You're trying to get me in trouble. you know what? Let me put on my real hat. All right. On one end, I mean, for those in the military, first of all, I salute all the military people that have no choice but to deal with the long-term relationship, long-distance relationship, excuse me, so my respect out to them. Because there's a lot of times you have no choice but to do that.
Right.
You got to be in this long-distance relationship because work, military, and, you know, we have families out there. You know, you have maybe, for example, somebody, a woman or a man has established a business or career that may take them out of state for maybe mm-hmm. a certain time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to, I mean, this is my opinion, you know, this is everyone's talk show, but, you know, ladies, oh, man, fellas, all I can tell you that you got to put work in. You got to make that time. If you don't make that time, it's not going to work.
I think the biggest thing with that is communication. You got to keep that line of communication open consistently. You know, don't ever hang up that phone or write that letter when you're upset. You know what I'm saying? You're like that right there is a no-no. If you know you're not going to see her, you're not going to see him for weeks at a time or years at a time, never let the time that you have that communication, that few minutes on the phone, let that be an argument or a fight or a disagreement on things that don't even matter, things that don't even count. I think that's one of the hardest things to do is when you're upset, to not allow the little bit of time that you have, not to let that take over it, you know. And I was talking to a young lady, and she said her long-distance relationship ended because she felt as though she was head-on in it, but he would spend more time with his friend than with her when he was available. So we have to know where our priorities are. Like, okay, you might have been gone, military people, whether you in the academy for police officer five, whatever it is the case may be, whatever reason why you're gone, or whatever reason, jail, whatever the reason may be, when you come home, yes, you want to see all your people. Yes, you want to see all your family members. Yes, you want to see, you know, the dudes from the block. But get your priorities together. Get your party together, because if you're spending more time with everybody else other than your girl or your wife, what's that saying to her? What's that creating for her in her heart? So I think that's something that we need to, you know where our party is, know how to, you know, spread ourselves around, but not too thin where it needs to be, you know. And know that love is never enough. It's not enough. You can't say I love you and think that's enough. That's going to take all the bad and make it good when you're miles and miles away from each other. You got to put work in it. It's work in progress in a regular relationship. A long-distance relationship is 50,000 times more work to it than someone that you see every day or someone that you can reach out to on a regular basis. Yeah.
Now, all right, I know it happens. I know people have long-distance relationships. How do you avoid temptations? Let's address the elephant in the room, you know?
You can't even avoid temptation when you see somebody every day. You know what? I really think it is based on the individuals and their love and respect for one another. Because if you are afraid of losing that person, then that temptation doesn't seem as good to you as it did a few minutes ago. You know, that ice cream sundae doesn't look as tempting to you as a glass of water when you know you shouldn't be having an ice cream sundae. You should be drinking that glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really depends on the respect we have and the level of fear of losing the person that you say you love.
Wow. But how do you, all right, let's take it to the military. And I know those military that's listening. How do you, I mean, because, you know, my sister, she was married, military, and, my nephew and, of course, my nieces are a product of, you know, of the military life. So, I mean, they lived in Germany. And I just remember her, you know, my sister, being alone a lot, you know, in another country. Not even in this country.
Not even here
country.
With a family. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I mean, you know, it's been rough on them. I'm not even going to say it has not. It's been rough on them. How do we talk to those who's listening from the military? Because I know there's a group of women that do listen to Shadowworks Radio, and I know I've got a couple texts that they're going to chime in, you know, just listen. They're in the military, they're in Germany, all women's group, I guess, coalition in there, in the military, in the Army. I can't give them the disclose the location, but they are listening. How do we talk to those women? How do we talk to those women?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a real difficult task. I mean, it's got to be, like, probably one of the hardest things we probably had to deal with in our lives is to see our love person leave us and not know. See, the difference between being in military and being stationed somewhere is you don't know when you're going to see them again. Long-distance relationships, you know, when he might live here during the week and we see each other on the weekend. That's one thing. Or he lives in California and I'm going to visit him 3-4 times a month. That's enough. But when you're in the military and they are stationed and all these things are going on, you have no idea when you're going to be able to see that man or that woman. That's got to be one of the hardest. I would never. I don't know if I could survive that. I don't know if I could deal with that because I'm greedy.
Right.
I'm greedy. I'm very greedy. I'm a needy person when it comes to that. I want to be with you. I want to see you. I want to. And not only can you not see them, you can't talk to them whenever you feel like it. You just can't pick up the phone like, hey, guess what happened to me today? You know, you can't even do that. So the communication is even shut down somewhat when you're a military relationship.
Yeah.
It's just really hard.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. That those are, oh my God, he called. I got a chance to talk to him for 5 minutes. All you can say is, well, he's serving our country. He's a good man, or she's serving our country. She's a good woman, and I'm just going to stand by them. You know, I mean, it's got to be a really, and it's so funny because we think statistically that men cheat more than women. That's not necessarily true. Y'all are just stupid,
really?
And you get caught faster.
I want to hear this.
So, you know, we talk about that military lifestyle and that man that's away. I wonder how many marriages, you know, are over because of that, because of the loneliness that she is going through. I know I've heard plenty of stories of, you know, military-wise based at, on the base and cheating, and I've heard plenty of stories like that. But then you have to think about it. Like, I don't think she's doing it to hurt him. She's just lonely. She's lonely. And not to give her a pass on it, but it's hard. I mean, it's got to be really hard. It's got to be something.
No, it has to be hard. Listen, real quick, we have you have a caller online. You have the one and only host of the Relations Talk Show online. The one and only Miss Lady Jackie. What's wrong, Jackie?
Hello.
Hey,
my sister. Hey, my brother. How are you?
We are so good. We are so good. Jackie can relate to this.
I want to hear this, ladies. Ladies, please call in. I want to hear this. Men, let the ladies talk. You can call in, too. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Don't ever be scared. Just be careful. My daddy used to say that all the time. Don't be scared. Just be careful.
I know that's right. Your dad's smart.
Yes, he was. Taught me a lot of smart things. I was just listening to what Uli was saying. I caught the tail end of what she was saying about, you know, people who are, you know, maybe in the service, and that statistically, you know, we feel that men cheat more than women for whatever the reason. And you know, long-distance relationships can definitely do that, and they weigh on both sides.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And like she said, though, I totally agree that men, y'all are just sloppy. Women are calculated.
Oh.
Women are
right.
Very calculated. Let me tell
right.
you something. And this kind of diverts from what we're talking about, but it really doesn't. Women will get a cast of characters to help them. This will be an all-star production when a woman steps out. A woman who was in a relationship that she may have been in for a long time, and, you know, for whatever reason, the circumstances may change, whether it's distance or whatever it is. Women usually, I don't want to say always, they usually cheat for emotional reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're stepping out, it's a big deal. And emotionally, it's because they're not getting something that they need. So in the case of a long distance relationship, it's hard. It's twice as hard because you don't have that person here to give you affirmation about your relationship. And sometimes doubt creeps into your relationship. You know, that space becomes a lot. And you know, there are those days when you come home and you want to share your day, and
exactly.
whether it be good or bad,
right?
Well, not even that. But the bigger thing is, you know, when we go through things and we have a partner, we want to be able to come home and wrap our arms around our partner and say, "I had the greatest day," or "Oh my God, I had the worst day, and I need a hug." I'm very 2 years old emotionally sometimes, so there are days when I'm just like, "I need a hug." I just need a hug. You know how when your two-year-old is running around and you have no idea what's wrong with them, and then you just hug them and it makes it okay? We still go through that as adults. And sometimes when we have those emotions and you're in a long-distance relationship, it's hard to deal with that, because the person that you have committed to sharing your life with at that moment is not there.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard, and it becomes a situation where you have to be really, really, really strong emotionally when you're in a long-distance relationship.
Uh-huh.
And it takes both people.
And you better hope, you better pray to God that your relationship was stable before you left. Because if it was concrete stable before you left, if it didn't have, those one little problem becomes a very big problem. You know, because we are already unhappy. We are already unhappy. So now I'm unhappy. You're not here. Oh, my God, he winked his eye at me. No. He's got a
key. I feel pretty because nobody's winked their eye at me in 2 months, 3 months.
And you know what? And I'm not going to do anything. It's just a phone call.
It's the attention.
I'm not going to do anything. It's just dinner now. I'm not going to do anything. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. It's nothing. Like, oh, please, he doesn't mean anything. We're just cool.
I'm just going to go over and watch the game. You know,
it's
nothing's
cool.
going to happen.
Cool. He's so nice. He understands my situation.
I told him, and that's the other thing. I told him or her what
I'm
my
married.
Situation is.
Right.
I'm in a relationship.
I love my husband. And
husband, boyfriend, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But, again, a lot of times it becomes about that void. When that void is not being filled, you know, someone can kind of come along and start to say all the right things and do all the right things. And
you know what?
You know,
sometimes
it's like, I need
sometimes
that.
They're not even doing or saying the right thing. It's just what we need to hear. Right
we
there,
manifested.
Right
we
there,
manifested
right.
to be so.
We absolutely hear what we want to hear. Absolutely.
Right. We manifested to be so.
You may have a pink dress on, and that stupid ass might have said your orange dress is cute, and we heard the pink dress you have on, you look like Beyonce. So.
And then also, too, it becomes an issue of, you know, like you said, Uli, that stability of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Both
mm-hmm.
people need to be in a great place at the same time.
Right.
Because if
right.
you're not in the same place in this relationship and now you have this distance between you, it
mm-hmm.
makes it twice as difficult. Once doubt creeps into any relationship, it causes a strain. But
mm-hmm.
when doubt creeps into a long-distance relationship, it's twice as bad because, you know, I can't even sit in front of you and look in your eyes and tell you what I need to tell you and search your eyes for either truth or confirmation or affirmation
mm-hmm.
or whatever
or
it is.
Or even see how remorseful you really are. You could say that to someone, I'm so sorry, honey, I'll never do it again. But if it's just words and you can't see that person's expression on their face and the hurt in their face, how can you believe it? Why would I believe it? Why should I believe it?
And this is even before it gets to the cheating stage,
mm-hmm.
though, and that's the thing. You know, and I'm not saying that all long-distance relationships work out that way. You have some people who are in long-distance relationships, and they have committed to that relationship, and it works. At some point, though, I think in any long-distance relationship, it becomes the issue of somebody's got to move. We can't stay the way
mm-hmm.
we are
mm-hmm.
for this long because either he or she is going to need somebody there. You have some people
mm-hmm.
who are definitely supported more by somebody physically being there. You know, the emotional part is great, but I need to be able to touch you, see you, taste you, experience you. And when I can't do that for several months on end, it becomes too much. So it becomes an issue of you have to make a plan. You can't stay in a long-distance relationship forever and think that your relationship is going to be okay. And now, mind you, there may be someone who can do it. I don't know of anybody who can do it because after a while, you missing your partner really
mm-hmm.
becomes a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough. It was tough on me. It was really tough
to
not have my partner on a regular basis. And
with someone that you spent so much time with in the beginning, too.
He became my best friend.
Yeah, you know, it's very different when, you know, you meet someone and you know that person is leaving and you haven't spent that quality time already.
Right.
Versus someone who you spent like every minute of your waking time with, and then they have to leave you.
Right. And it was tough because I felt like I was losing my best friend. It wasn't just like, oh, my man is leaving. Like, my confidant was leaving. My support system was leaving. My rock was leaving. My comforter was leaving. My partner in crime was leaving. Like,
but you
who
knew
am I
he really,
up
and here's the crazy thing, but he really wasn't leaving you.
No.
He was just leaving the state.
That's how you feel. I knew it was the best thing. I knew it was absolutely a great thing for him, you know. But at the end of the day, and I think it went both ways. It's like, you know what? I need somebody tangible here. And like I said, once doubt creeps in at any level, it could be at the smallest level or at the highest level, when there is doubt, when there is fear, when you're not feeling the things that you need to feel from that person, you start to wonder, like, can we do this?
You know, it's so funny that women will be strong. Women will quickly tell another one, oh, I would never do that. I can't. I would never say never. But knowing me, it would be not. It wouldn't be difficult for me to stay faithful. It would be difficult for me to be happy.
That's the
because
thing.
Because right,
fidelity was the issue.
Right.
Fidelity
wasn't
definitely
about,
was
right.
The issue.
It wouldn't be about me needing another man to sleep with or needing another man to have that attention. Because that I'm not an attention seeker. That shit means nothing to me. But
yeah, attention comes a dime a dozen.
Yeah,
you can walk down the street somebody pay attention.
All, you know my mean ass. I'd be quick, like, get the fuck out of my face. You know my mean ass. And a drop of a dime, I'm like, nigga, please, go with me with that. You know, get your life. Get out of here. So that attention thing means nothing to me. So being faithful was not an issue. But being happy, that would be my issue. That would be my real big, big problem. It's like, no, because I need you next to me. I need to roll over and know. Even when I was in a relationship and he worked nights, girl, them old nights used to kick my ass. I'm about to come to work with you.
But, exactly, because when you constantly roll over and that side of the bed is empty.
Right.
And I'm not even talking about sex. I'm talking about let's just wrap our feet around
either.
Each other and our legs
about I'm
and just
about
be there.
Just laying in bed. And we would have to lay in bed, and we would something on our body would have to touch the other, whether it be a toe, whether it be an elbow. We needed to know that we were there. And when he had to work those overnights, that used to mess me up. The next day, I'm going to work as a zombie because I'm like, damn, I ain't getting no sleep. This thing ain't in the bed. I'm tired because I needed to know my security was there. He was there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so I know. For
and you
me,
worry. That's another thing.
Right.
When your partner, I mean, I worry about anybody. Like, I worry about all of you guys day to day, just going out there and dealing with the world. But when you are far apart from your partner, your worry level goes through the roof because it's not like they're coming home to you every day. It's like, okay, I know you should be home by 6. Oh, if you're not home by 6, I can come look for you. Not, you know, checking up on you, but just worried about you. You know, when you are out and about, your worry level goes up a lot, and a lot of people don't understand that. It's tough. So just take all the things in a regular relationship
and multiply it
and magnify that times 10. And that's what you go through in a long distance relationship. And the same work, though, that you go through in a regular relationship where your partner is here, just take that work now and also, too, magnify that times 10 because
you have
to work twice as hard
to
maintain a long-distance relationship because, you know, and it's interesting, we were just talking last week on the relations show about, you know, the things of maintaining intimacy and spice in a relationship and things like that. Just imagine having to do that when you see your partner maybe every 3 months or every 6 months or maybe only once or twice a year.
It's a funny situation, though, because in that situation, that could work for people where because I haven't seen you, oh, my God, I love you so much, and I can't, you know. So that could work for some because
absolutely.
If the absence sometimes makes the heart grow fonder, well, for me, that don't work. But for some people, it does. It really does. Like, for instance, you have married couples who work completely two different shifts and see each other passing.
and it works for them, and they say that if they're up under each other, they it will drive them crazy.
It will be a problem, right?
Right. So for some people, that's they need that space. I think it's all based on where you are emotionally and what you need emotionally from your partner. If you are a person that's just like, you know what, our love is strong, we're good, you know, when I see you is when I see you, and we'll just express how we feel when I see you, that's a beautiful thing, and it works. But if you know that you are an emotional
person, you
have to really, really think about it. And I think sometimes when we find ourselves in these situations, we don't think about that. We just say,
you know what, I love this person, and I don't want to.
No, it wasn't a choice
this,
for me.
Yeah, and we talked about this, and I said to her, you know, can you do this? You know, are you, you know, capable of handling this? Because you guys were together, you know, damn near 24/7. I'm like, you know, is this something that you want? You know,
but
right
because
now you
of
want
the
it
emotion,
because,
right. because of the emotion of where we were in
were,
the relationship,
right.
it was like, you know, like
I need
break
now.
Up. Break
right,
up.
Right.
Why would we do
right,
that? Because we are
right.
so right. We were such in a good place emotionally.
Right. Right.
So you didn't. I didn't stop. I know personally, I didn't. I didn't stop to think about
how hard it was going to be.
Right. How difficult it was going to be. And then you know, in my mind, it's like, okay, the distance isn't that far, but you know, it starts to compound on you when it's every day and every day. I could get there in 10 hours. I could jump a flight and be there in 2 hours, you know. But, you know, now you're there's added expense. You know, there's taking
now,
time off
work.
Now,
that was the funny thing you talk about expenses. I went and did some little research on it. And a therapist, I told Nancy, there was a therapist I thought was coming on. And she's a relation coach. She's actually in Italy or somewhere where she couldn't get with us tonight. But we will have her back on later on. And she said, never make money. And let me see, what did she say? Because I wrote it down. She said, never make money an issue for your relationship. However, do not start spending money to keep the relationship, like unnecessary money that you don't have.
Right.
Like if the trip costs you $50 and you have money in the bank and the $50 is not going to make or break you, take the damn trip.
Right.
Like $50 is what it costs you, but you know something is not paid and you don't make that damn trip. He's just going to have to wait or she's just going to have to wait.
And it's hard because emotionally
you
want to see that
right.
person. You need to see that person. And
right.
depending upon how well you are connected, it does. It's not even a want. It's almost a need. And, you know, there are times when you will spend more. You will out, you know, stretch yourself thin. And, you know, it's like, you know what? I need to see my baby. This ticket is how much? $396 when you put the taxes, $400, I'm going.
Let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
With everything you went through, with all the time you spent driving, all the money you spent doing everything you did, do you regret any? And I'm not talking about what happened in the relationship. I'm not talking about the reason, because the reason y'all broke up had nothing to do with long distance.
Right.
I'm just talking about the long distance part. Do you regret doing any of that?
Not at all. Not at all.
And that's the key thing. Like, for me, money doesn't mean anything. You know
not
what I'm
at
saying?
All.
Like, money is not, money doesn't, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just my love for him is going to supersede the money.
And that's what it was. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, for the most part, I was very smart. You know, we were very smart in budgeting and, you know, spending or whatever, you know, trying to find good deals on going, preparing, you know, we kind of had a schedule, you know, we would alternate every 2 months of, you know, who would come to whom. But for me, like I said, I am a very emotional creature. I am just like, I need to see my man. And, you know, oh, I can find a ticket for $230. Oh, okay. I'm coming down to see you on such and such a date. Okay, can you drive to a different airport because it's going to cost less money? These are the things that you know, you make concessions for and you do.
Right.
It's about what you're willing to do for the relationship.
It's about
and
sacrifices. Also,
absolutely.
About, it's about sacrifices, but also about working it out together. You know, one
right,
can't sacrifice
right.
more than the other. One should not have to sacrifice more than the other. You know, and when that starts to happen, then someone
it becomes
selfish.
One-sided, right? When it becomes
become
a little one-sided,
right.
Then it's kind of like, and then that's. But again, that goes back to what I said. When any of those things start to happen, doubt starts to creep in, and it could be absolutely nothing. It could be a situation that has nothing to do with them seeing another person. It could just be, like you said, you know, if it's one-sided and, you know, I'm the one that's coming all the time, you're never coming here, why is it that I'm always, you know, carrying most of the load? Now I'm starting to wonder, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why don't you want to come? Or it could be any little thing, because when you're in a long-distance relationship, you have a lot of time, absent of your partner, to think. So a lot of the things that you spend time thinking about, you know, you're manifesting something that may not even be an issue.
Yeah.
And then inside of that is, if there's an issue, you don't want to see it.
You don't want to hear it, yeah. We are going to take a quick break. And, Jackie, don't go anywhere. We will return in a few minutes. Take us a break.
Don't know what I'm gonna do. 4 days and counting, I've been saying it.
Talk Show. Listen to me every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on Shadow World Radio. If anybody knows me, we know. I keep it real. I don't sugarcoat anything. Listen in. We are back. We are back. We are back. So we are talking about long-distance relationships, whether they can work, and trying to figure out some advice to give some of the long-distance relationship lovers, and how hard it is. You know, I mean, we're sitting here, we're talking about what can we do to make it work if we're in a long-distance relationship. I have already said it would never work for me. Jackie has had a successful relationship. For me, I was very young when I did it, so I knew that wasn't going to work from the door, because being young and trying to be in a long-distance relationship, it just doesn't work. Because, you know, you're young, you know, so you don't know what word am I looking for? You don't really care about the relationship you're in, because you're just, it's just, you know, a play relationship. So it really doesn't matter much to you. So I didn't care if I lost it. You know, now when you're in relationships, you're doing it for long term, you're doing it for forever, and you want to keep that man or that woman in your life, so it matters then. I see a lot of listeners listening in. I want you guys to join in the conversation. Just don't listen and join into the conversation. We'd like to hear your thoughts on long-distance relationships.
Well, you have a caller, Ms. Julie. You have Ms. Julia from East Orange. You want to bring the caller on?
Yes, I do.
All right, all right. Well, without further ado, we have Miss Julia online from East Orange, New Jersey.
Hello, Julia.
Hey, Jules. How are you?
Hi, honey. I'm good. Tell your dad I said hello.
I sure will.
Very interesting.
Very interesting topic.
Thanks. We're trying to keep it real on the Every Woman Talk Show. What do you think about long-distance relationships?
Well, I feel this. I believe in love. It's all about trust and understanding. If you really love that person, no matter where they live, you will wait for them.
That's what we're talking about. If you really have that bond, that strong, loving relationship and respect for that person, you wait. You will wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you hold on to that. You'll hold on to that. I mean, like, well, of course there are temptations out there, and the temptation doesn't mean that you don't love that person anymore. Sometimes we slip up. Doesn't necessarily mean that we don't love the person. I'm not giving anybody a pass for slipping, because you don't get a pass for slipping. It's a little more understandable, you know. It's a little more understandable.
Yes, I understand. I'm the type of person, if I give myself to you as a wife, I don't want anybody else.
It's just you.
It's just me.
You wait. You know what? And there are a lot of women and men who feel the exact same way. So, in essence, we say long distance relationships on an average probably does work. It probably can work.
Yes, it is. But if it's worth it, you feel it is worth it.
There's your key. Is it worth it? There's your key right there. Is it worth waiting for? Is the relationship that sound, that loving, that caring? Is it worth the wait? Because we know that we have marriages, relationships that are long distance relationships, and you know off the bat this is just not going to last.
Well,
so why waste the time doing it when you know off the bat we already have problems, we already got issues?
Well,
now you're talking about you moving.
My husband used to also spoke about husbands working nights.
Mm-hmm.
My husband worked nights. Mm-hmm. He's a tractor trailer driver.
Oh,
I'm
goodness,
home every
gracious.
Night by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do? I like to crochet. I might do some serious cleaning. Mm-hmm. Don't go out like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in going out. It's too dangerous.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got that. But you found something to occupy your time.
Yes.
Because you knew this was your situation.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's making the money, bringing home the bread, so, you know, I ain't got no problem with that when you're working. I ain't got no problem with that. Of course, I'm not going to like the idea that we can't sleep in the same bed together. But has that brought you guys closer together because you're not sharing all that intimate time?
Yeah, you have to because it was a time I was working two jobs and we was basically just passing each other.
Just passing each other.
Uh-huh. Hi, how you doing? I'll go to my day job sometimes. I would have to go straight from that job to the other job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, it's hard, but it's like we said, we're hearing it from somebody's mouth. We heard it from Jackie. It's fine.
After 27 years?
Oh, 27.
I'm not going to do anything.
Anywhere. I am not going anywhere. So, fellas, do not try to holler at Julia, because Julia is not going anywhere. Well, he has a good wife, and he should know that. He should know that.
I think I am.
That's good. That's good. Well, Julia, I'm so glad you called in. You know I'm here every Tuesday at 7. We're not sure what we're going to talk about next week. I'm probably going to reveal it at the end of the show. But make sure
okay,
you tune in.
Make sure you tune in.
All right, listen to the rest of the show. All right, honey, I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. So there you go. There you go. Another faithful, happy, long distance, kind of long distance. Like, long distance doesn't mean that you don't live in the same house. Long distance doesn't mean that they're in a long distance means you are not spending the quality time that you should be in a relationship. So it's a larger spectrum than just saying he's not in the same town as me, or you know he's in college, or he's in military, or he is in a camp. Are you spending the quality time with this person because you're not capable of doing it because of whatever the circumstances are. And there you go. You got two people who said they were happy and they were in love and they would do whatever it took to make it work and it worked for them.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey.
I got lost somewhere.
What are you doing, baking cupcakes?
How did you know? I'm baking cookies.
Betty damn Crocker.
I'm really mad that you know me like that.
Damn Betty Crocker. So I don't know if you heard Julia. Did you hear Julia?
No, I caught the tail end of what she was saying, but I heard your comment where she's saying that she was very happy.
Very happy. Yeah, very 27 years marriage and very difficult marriage. They both are like working multiple jobs and passing each other and hardly spending any time together. But she's good. She's good where she is.
I think it goes back to what we said earlier. It's about adjustment. It's about sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
It's about emotionally being in a good place with your partner. When that emotional stability is there, you can get through just about anything.
Anything, absolutely.
But it's about being on the same page and wanting the same thing at the same time. Not saying it's not going to be difficult. Yeah, hell yeah, it's going to be difficult. And whether it's because we pass each other like ships in the night or whether it's because we live in two different states, it's about everybody being on the same page, wanting the same thing, and doing the sacrifices to get it.
It also has a lot to do with, like, how long can you do it? You know?
Well,
like,
I think it goes back to there's a cap on that time, you know, especially when you're in different states, you know.
Yeah.
It has to be a point where there has to be a plan where you're going to draw together and be in the same space, even if it's not where it's still in the same house. But you have to be
close
in the same space where you're
close
accessible
to
your partner. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, when you have two individuals who are emotional individuals, they need each other.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
need each other. And
mm-hmm.
when you can't get that, like I said, that hug because you had a bad day, or that high five because you did something great, or you just want to come home some days and you just want to lay in your partner's lap and have them rub your head, if that's the kind of person you are and those are the things that you need,
you definitely have to have a plan. Yeah.
Right, and
yeah,
if you do a long-distance relationship, you have to have a plan
as to when mm-hmm.
and where and how you guys are going to come together because, again, you start to miss things. You start to need things. And like you said, other things start to creep in, other things
mm-hmm.
that are not even appealing because you know it's not better than the love that you have.
What you already have.
But
it's not even about that. Right.
It becomes a thing about you're just filling a void. That person is filling a void that you
have. Replacement. It's not about replacement. It's about filling the void. It's not about I don't want to be with him anymore. I don't want to be with her anymore. It's about I just need this right this minute, right this second, and it's not going to be anything serious. But we think it's not going to be anything serious, but then we get caught up in stuff that becomes very serious because
you're getting what you've been missing.
Because
you're
of the situation.
Getting
now,
what you've been missing.
I'm going to throw this question out there, and I need you know your what you think about it, Nancy. I need what you think about it, and listeners, I need to know what you guys think about it. Who do you think holds the relationship together more, the male or the female, in relationships like this?
Oof. Wow.
Nancy,
I
want to
say.
Yeah.
Chirp, 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 chirp,
chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp.
He's still screaming.
I hear crickets. I hear crickets.
Ladies first.
No, ladies
oh,
first,
that's
yeah.
such a, now
yeah,
you want to be all chivalrous.
Of
no, we actually want to put a man in the forefront for a change.
Like you said, for a change.
That's right, that's right. You take your one opportunity and run with it.
Yeah, that's right, for a change. You know, it depends on the individual. I mean, I understand, you know, it's a lot of men versus women, but I think it's an individual because every man, every woman is different because some women are just been burned by past relationships or situations which caused them to fall back or they're afraid or whatever their excuses, respective excuses, they may not want to put in because maybe that person they're dating may remind whether eye color, walk a certain way, oh, he used to listen to that same song. Same thing with a man. Men is just as guilty. I've been burned before, not literally, fellas. You know, but you know what I mean. You know, hey, look, real talk. But you know, it's just I think it's individual and circumstances that I would say experiences and history makes the determination for the future. It's how you deal with your history to predict your future. That's how I look at it.
Cool. Okay. And Jackie?
I think it's the person who is, I guess, vested more emotionally. So it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the gender. I think it's just who is more emotionally vested in the relationship. I think what they will do is they will jump leaps and bounds to try to make sure that this can stay together, and they will try to be the one to be strong enough for themselves as well as for the other person. And I think it all depends on what each individual is looking to get from the relationship. Mm-hmm. That will determine how much effort goes into their part. Again, like I said, it's tough. It is hard work. And if you are emotionally, you know, vested in this situation, you're going to do just about whatever you can do to make sure that it runs as smoothly as possible, you know, that the miles between you will allow. I think where the problem comes in is that when, like we talked about earlier, when one person is kind of got something else going on, or maybe that doubt has creeped into the relationship, they're not as emotionally vested anymore, then all of it will start to fall on that person that's more emotionally vested into it. And that's with any relationship. I think, you know, we always say 50-50, but it's never, ever
50-50. I don't ever think it's 50-50.
And it can change from day to day.
Yeah,
you know, I
could
be more vested into this relationship today at 75 and you at 25. And then tomorrow, you know, for whatever epiphany that I've had that I love you oh so much, you know, I'm vested 90, you're vested 10. So it becomes a up and down type of thing. But when it just becomes down on one side more than the other, I think that's where the problem starts to come in.
Let me throw the number out here for our listeners who are blogging in with us and not calling in.
Listen, I have Phyllis. I just was speaking to you. I have Phyllis on Tampa from Tampa, Florida online for you.
Who do we have?
I'm going to bring her on. To Phyllis from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Hi, Phyllis.
Bring her on. Oh, hold on 1 second. Here we go.
Hey.
Hello.
She's online now. We have Phyllis from Tampa, Florida online.
That
Hi,
is
Phyllis.
My twin cousin.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
Fooling twin cousin.
Hi there. Blessings to all.
Thank,
Thank
you, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
What is your take on what we're saying?
Okay. pose the question again, please.
Well, I guess we had a couple of different questions. We're talking about long-distance relationships, and I guess the last question we put out there was, who do you think holds it down more, the male or the female, in a long-distance relationship? And long-distance, we're not just talking about military. We're talking about your husband works nights and we don't see him, or your wife works nights and you don't see her, or, you know, you're in a different state, or the whole section of long-distance we're talking about.
Well, I think it really starts, the root of it is, where does the relationship, what kind of relationship do you have with each other to set up the goal of who's going to do this and who's going to do that? Are we talking about breadwinner? Are we talking about the caretaker of overall? Because I really truly believe it's a woman who takes care of everything in regards to emotional safety, emotional base, a foundation.
Uh-huh.
I really, that's just my take on it. I believe that a woman nurtures. That's what they're made of. That's what we're made of. We are the nurturer. So in that sense, yes. In regards to breadwinner, well, it depends now, because it's different. Our workforce is totally different from when I was going to high school. So, I mean, you know, women are now may make more money than their partner. So it just all depends. And my side leans more to women, the nurturer.
I was trying to wait to get other people's opinions to voice mine, but I am 100% behind. I think women, only because I feel like we are more emotional. Not to say that he doesn't love more than we do, but because we work on emotions, everything we do, we work on our emotions. So So I think for when you're in a relationship, I think we put that extra 3% in than they do, because it's just who we are. It's just our nature to be that person.
That is our mate.
Now, I'm not saying all of us. I'm not saying all of us, because some of us are, you know, true dudes to the end. But I would say the majority of women put more into the relationship factor than a man. And we talked about this, Nasty. We talked about this with your show, you and Jackie's show, the relationship show, about when women do more to make it spicier than the men do. We talked about all of this. And that all comes back down to who we are as women, as the nurturers, the carers, the emotional person. You know, that's just who we are. So who I think, when it comes down to who's going to cheat first, that I can't say either or. That I think it really has something to do with who your character is, just who you are as the person.
Yeah.
You know, so that cheating thing, I think it's different. But as far as putting that, I'm going to put more into it than this, I think we do. I just think we do. But let me put the phone number out there for other people who are listening on the blog who are not calling in. 646-478-4507. For you guys who are listening in and want to call in, 646-478-4507. And I also want to talk about the other shows that Shadow World holds down during the week on our blog radio station. We have Tuesdays, which is me, Uli Well, the Every Woman Talk Show, at 7. Wednesdays, we have the relationship show with Jack and Nancy. And then on Thursdays, we have the Underground, which when Todd holds that down for us. And we are all club Underground heads here at Shadow World.
Yes.
Throw that out there. And Fridays, we have the Man Up show at 7, and that's when the men put it down. I also want to recap real quick. Last week, we talked about cancer, breast cancer and all cancers, and domestic violence. I did have a young lady, Antoinette, that was going to call in last week that was unable to do it, but I do want to put the hotline out there for women who are listening who may need this hotline, or who may know someone who needs the hotline for help with a domestic violence situation. That's 862-438-8045. So,
just real quick, Uli, you have Megan from East Orange. I'm sorry, you have Megan from East Orange. Your time is running short.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I get her in on the line.
Oh,
so,
without
no further ado, Megan from East Orange is online.
Hi, Uli.
Hey,
hi, Jackie.
Hi, Megan.
All the girls are supporting tonight.
Yes.
Well, my comment is I've never been in a serious long-distance relationship, you know, as an adult. Maybe as a, you know, as a young adult in college or whatever. But,
that's when I have mom.
By far, my relationship now is not long-distance, but I work a lot. Like 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day. And I think, you know, it takes a lot of respect and respecting the other person's needs. Like, you know, my boyfriend, he needs to talk to me 50 times a day. And if that's what he needs because I'm working all the time, then I try and make time, even if, you know, I'm busy or, you know, I don't have anything to say. You know, sometimes it's like there's nothing else to say. But you have to give the person what they need.
What they need.
But to feel comfortable.
It's about making those adjustments. It's definitely about making those adjustments so that the other person is comfortable in the relationship. And it may be something that you're like, oh, my God, this doesn't mean anything to me. But because you know it's important to them, that's why you do it. And it keeps the relationship balanced.
Right.
Because I'm sure all the times you need to speak to him, you're probably saying to yourself, God damn it, I just spoke to this nigga. Let me call him anyway, because this is what we hear. And that's that 3% more that we put in, I think we put in. Because, see, and another woman would be like, I'm not doing that. You know I'm at work. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it all depends on who we are and where we are in the relationship. You know, I
think
it's annoying.
Different things make different people feel secure and comfortable.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
That's
security.
Whether you understand it or not, be respectful of it and nurturing. You know.
That's the key. And I think that's what makes the relationship last. You know, the respect is prime. That's like number one thing, just to respect the fact that you know this is hard what we're doing. So let's take that into account first, you know, and then everything else is smooth sailing after that.
The respect and the commitment to the relationship, and especially when we're talking about miles between people, it's about being committed to what you've decided to do. When this person has made a decision that they had to leave or whatever the case may be, it's about being committed to that, saying, okay, look, we're going to keep going. What we have is good. We don't want to just end it because you moved to another state. We want to keep going with what we have. So let's be committed to it. And it's like you said, Megan, it's about that respect, respecting what each other needs. You know, it's about being committed and saying, you know what, I know it's a lot of work and some days, I can't talk to him every minute of the day. I can't see him every minute of the day. I can't get a hug or whatever. But you know what? I know he loves me and I love him. And that's the root of what all of this is about. And we go from
ladies,
there.
Ladies. We have to, Megan, thanks for calling in. We only have like a minute or two left, and so I want to close out with some closing thoughts. Megan, don't forget me every Tuesday when you get a chance. I know you're busy working your 14 hours, but you can take 10 minutes out of the day and call me. Just like you call him 15 times a day. I'm your girl, too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Jackie, we're going to do some closing thoughts. What do you think about long-distance relationships?
They work. They can work. It's about commitment. It's about that stability. It's about making adjustments. It's about being honest and open. It's about just saying, you know what, I know this is hard. And as long as you know that this is hard work and you're going to go into it with your eyes open, just make sure you are able to commit to what you're saying you can commit to. If you know that that doesn't work for you and you have to have somebody around you on a more constant basis, then maybe a long-distance relationship isn't for you.
Nancy?
The lady said it all.
Go ahead, Uli. You got about 10 seconds.
Pretty much he says it all, too. We will be back here next week, 7 o'clock, and I think I'm thinking about doing a spinoff on this and can you still love after being cheated on. So we will hit you back next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Please look at the Every Woman Talk Show page because I have a really fun thing coming around and I want everybody to know about it. We are doing a dating game on the Every Woman Talk Show.
I'm going to be a contestant.
Please, hell no. Please look at the Every Woman Talk Show page. Nancy's going to post that real, real soon. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, you guys.
Tune in and listen to Uli Wells.
yes, as they do to every woman talk. The show spouts out every Tuesday night here, Shadow World Radio.
I was so excited when I was asked to be the host of the Every Woman Talk Show. I think it's a forum where we get a chance to express everything. But the funny thing about it for me is, even though it's hosted by a woman, it's not just for women. I like the views of men and women. I mean, we talk about things from relationships. You can't get one point of view. You have to get both points of view. So it's a show that I think is very versatile. We talk about politics, relationships, money. We talk about all kinds of things. So it's a show I think that everybody would like to listen to. So listen in. Hi, it's Julie Wells from the Every Woman Talk Show, and you're listening to Shadow World Radio.